What's so funny, baby? You scared me a little with how loud you were. How to eat popsicles in a room full of men. I guess that is kind of funny. Not really your style, though, is it? What do I mean? Honey, after watching you choke on my strap more times than I can count, I think we both know you'd be more than happy to throw the whole thing in one go, without batting an eye. Oh, come on. Don't act all bashful now. That mouth of yours has more room than the whole backseat of my car does. I'd go so far as to say that you can suck fake cock better than I do real cock. I do mean that, babe. The throating gods themselves must have blessed you when you were born. You have to tell me, a wise master, how do you do it? Oh, come on. You've got to have some little trick that opens you up. You doing some sort of throat singing warm-ups in the shower? Lots and lots of lozenges, some wild tantric secret you learned on the mountains of some distant foreign land before we met? Or are you just that much of a cock whore? Oh, I think we have a winner. Oh, don't be embarrassed, babe. There's nothing wrong with having an infatuation with cock. It's perfectly normal. You've had one dangling between your legs since before you even knew what to do with it. So it seems only natural you develop some curiosity about it. Sir, there will be none of that talk in this house. Liking cock doesn't put a label on you. Cock is cock. Whether it's the silicone kind that you use to stimulate the real thing, or a true flesh and blood cock, a warm, hard, throbbing fuckstick ready to be pleased. Oh, did that do something for you? No, that little twitch I just saw in your sweatpants says otherwise. Yeah, keep lying all you want, mister. All I have to do is place my hand on your crotch and... Oh! Hey now, why are you hard? I thought you didn't like the idea of dick. If you think you can keep your little secrets hidden from me after this long, you mustn't think very highly of me, Buster. I think I'll have to just pull this thing out and hold on to it. Run my hand up and down it a little to keep him at attention. You might try and lie to me some more, but I know this guy down here can't keep up with those lies. I'm only teasing, babe, not that I'm taking your hands off your cock now that it's out. You don't mind, do you? Good. Now where was I? All right. I told you, I have no problem with you thinking about cock every now and again. That's why I have that strap on. For guys like you, you sometimes want to experience true submission, and there's no easier way to do that than through being penetrated. Pussy's great and all, but it's not like I can scrape your tonsils with just my clit. Twitching some more, Is that really what gets you going? Thinking about being ravaged by cock? More throbbing. You little slut, you. Is that where some of your fantasies lie? In a sea of cock, all for you to suck to your heart's content? Do you wish you could set up in a room somewhere, a line of cocks in front of you, just going one after the other, after the other, after the other, filling you and drilling you on end until your little brain breaks against the waves of unending, unceasing pleasure being shoved inside you? Would that stream of throbbing, visceral pleasure shut you down into a quivering, babbling hole, hell-bent on serving cock for the rest of your existence? Do you think you could maintain your humanity in the face of something like that? Or would you give yourself over entirely and reduce yourself to the needy cock-gobbling whore all of them would see you as? Is that it, baby? Is that your life's goal? To be a hole in a wall, made for pleasuring others? Or are you a one-cock kind of guy? One perfect, idyllic cock for you to devote your mind, soul, and holes to? Think about what that cock would look like. How big is it? How thick is it? Picture it from down on your knees, firm and erect, bouncing just above your face. Is it massive and veiny? A true monstrous hole wrecker? A heavy, violent instrument to be used to ruin your mouth until tears stream down your face and you're left gasping for air around it, begging for even a second of reprieve before it dives back down inside of you, choking out the last bit of awareness in your cock-addled mind. Or do you picture something a little more petite? Something more manageable that you can savor with your whole mouth without being overwhelmed? A perfect little treat for you at the end of the day. The whole length of your tongue could stroke it from top to bottom with a little effort, allowing you to master every little erogenous spot on it, like a virtual soul. I want you to dream about what it would be like when that preferred cock would finally drop against you and caress your skin. How it would feel like lightly dragging down the length of your face before poking against your lips. That soft, yet firm tip prodding against your mouth, just begging to be let in and pleasured. How eager would you be to part your lips and take it inside? How desperate would you be to let it inside you so you could suck it down? What if I had that cock you're thinking up? My sweet little baby. If we woke up one day and I had sprouted that cock between my legs, what would you do? Would you be a bratty little bitch and pretend you hadn't been hoping for it to happen someday? Or would you be licking your lips, chomping at the bit the second the scent of it crossed your senses? Answer me, my little cock whore. That's right. No sense in pretending you wouldn't be between my legs before I even knew what was happening. You throw yourself between my legs and take me all the way in. I could run my hands through your hair, gripping the back of your head and work you like the little fuckhole you are. Slip myself inside you until I'd be grinding my hips against your face. Oh, God. You've been throbbing in my hand this whole time, you know? I haven't even mentioned pussy once since I've started. This whole time, I've been conjuring up nothing but visions of cock in your head, and you've been, oh, so hard for me. I love that. I love that you can embrace that side of you. Loving yourself and those desires in you will make you happier in the end. Don't be afraid to admit what you like and what you want. You can love me. Love fucking me and taking me, eating my cunt like there's no tomorrow while you grope my beautiful tits, worshipping my feminine figure and all that it does for you. You can do all that while having another part of you savor the idea, image, and thought of cock. There's nothing wrong with that. Sexuality isn't meant to be black and white. It never was, either. You can fantasize about cock all you want, all that cock has to offer you. Speaking of, there's one thing I haven't mentioned that cocks can offer, and I just bet you also dream about that too. You want to know what that is? That's right. Cum. Hot, wet, sticky loads. When a cock has been adequately pleasured and gets that well-deserved release, it shoots out that wonderful load of cum. Some loads are massive, face covering spreads, while others are small, dribbling spots on the side of your cheek. No more than a few drops that quietly drip from the tip like a leaky faucet. But they're all perfect in their own right. It's a sign of release. The mark of a job well done. Premature or delayed, a burst of cum from the tip means that you were doing something right. Do you think about what it could be like if you could make a real cock cum? Where you would want it to blow? Would you like it to cover your face so you could spread it around like it's part of your skincare routine? Would you prefer it in your mouth? If so, Would it be on your tongue so you could roll it around there and really let it coat your taste buds? Leave your mouth with that feeling and taste before you swallow it down? Or would you love it to shoot right down your throat? Would the taste of cock alone be enough for you that you'd rather the owner deposit their sticky love straight into your tummy? Speaking of coming, I can tell you're pretty close to doing just that. I'm happy to let you come, but let me ask you this, baby. Would you clean my hand off after? Yes. In other words, I want you to suck every last drop of cum that you shoot over my fingers clean. Can you do that for me? You can. Wonderful. Then, shall I count you down? 10. Pull that image of your preferred cock back into your mind. 9. Imagine giving yourself to it. 8. Think about what it would mean for you to make it come. 7. Envision its load spraying out. 6. A reward for all your hard work. 5. Does that make you feel like a good slut? 4. A good cock-hungry whore. 3. A real whore for cock. 2. You love cock, don't you? 1. Come for me then, if you love it so much. There you go. There you go. God, there's so much of it. Yeah, feels good, doesn't it? There you go, let it all out for me, baby. Good boy. Now, to uphold your end of the bargain, I'm going to hold my hand right under your nose for a few seconds, and I want you to take a deep breath. Inhale the scent of your release. How does it smell? Sweet, salty, sour. Cum is amazing like that. It can be so varied from load to load, but this one right here is yours. Stick your tongue out and take a small lick. How is it? Really let it soak on your tongue. Ready for another lick? Go ahead. Oh, you must have really liked it to be sucking on my fingers like that. Drink it up, baby. Get every last drop inside you. Let it fill you like medicine. Deep down, you are absolutely a bit of a cock whore. And whores like you thrive on this. Now say it. Say, I'm a cock whore. Now say, I'm a filthy cock whore. Say, I'm a filthy, cum-loving cock whore. Yes, baby, you are. You are a filthy, dirty, nasty, cum-loving cock whore. But you're my little cock whore. You are my wonderful, loving, succulent cock whore. And there is nothing wrong with that. And there never will be. If anything, it's given me a few ideas on how we can get even closer. Oh, nothing. I'll talk to you about it more later. For right now, you just fold yourself into my arms and let yourself come down a little. We'll have plenty of time to talk later, sweet one. Yeah. We do have a lot of fun, don't we, baby? You're so sweet when you come down like this. You're all mine. You're all mine, baby. I love you so much, baby.